Desire and interest in your prayers tonight. Very needy of the presence of the Holy Spirit to anoint the Word of God. I remember when I was in school, I had some friends, or maybe I should say some companions. I remember sitting in the library with them, and they knew that I was a Christian. They knew that I loved the Lord. And they told me, they said, "Give you a dollar if you'll say," and they said a curse word. Said no. Amen. "Give you $5. No. Amen. "Give you $10. No. I don't remember how high they got. But the reason I said no is I wasn't for sale. Amen. I had something of more value. I'm wondering tonight, and I have a question in the Lord to ask you this evening. What is your price? What is your price? What are you willing tonight to trade in to end up without peace? What is your price? What are you willing to do for a moment of satisfaction in the flesh to lose eternal life? What is your price? Because every temptation, the devil is putting a price on something. When we are tempted in the flesh to do wrong, the devil is putting a price on it and saying, "Will you sell out for this?" I have a message to the devil tonight. I'm not for sale. I'm not for sale. Are you? What is your price? There are things that all of us tonight struggle with because we are still in the flesh. But what is the point that you will follow after sinful things? What is the point that you will not forgive your brother that's sitting right in this congregation tonight? Are you willing to not forgive? Is that your price? What are you willing to give in to the enemy to gain? There's a story of two brothers over in the 25th chapter of Genesis. Jacob and Esau. Very familiar story. Jacob, the younger brother, bought the birthright from his brother. Genesis 25, we'll begin reading with verse 29. It said, "Jacob sawed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint." There is a warning right there before we even go any further. When you get tired, you are in a vulnerable position. When you get tired physically, have you ever noticed that temptation is stronger? When you're tired and worn out, when did the devil come and tempt Jesus? None of us are exempt from temptation. It was when Jesus had been fasting and praying and he was weak in the flesh. He was worn out, and that is the time the devil came to tempt. I found the same thing to be true in my life. It is when I'm tired and I'm worn out physically or emotionally that the devil comes in, and that's when he starts to tempt us. Esau had been out in the field, and he was tired, he was worn out, and he was hungry. He had a need, and he walked in the house, and he smelled the beans cooking. Lentils. How much would you pay for a bowl of beans? How much would you pay? What price would you put on it? I'll tell you personally, I wouldn't pay a whole lot. But there are some people that if they're hungry, they'll put a high value on a bowl of beans. Tell you what, you get hungry enough, the value starts going up, doesn't it? He came in and he was hungry, he was worn out and tired, and he was faint. "Lest I perish, I need something to eat." And so Jacob, rather than saying, "Brother, let me give you something to eat," Jacob asked him a question. Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." Yeah. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. Do you know that is what the enemy would like all of us to think? If I don't do this, then this is going to happen. And Esau said, if I don't get something to eat, I'm going to die. And so anything else, it does not matter. And so he sold his birthright. Esau said, behold, I'm at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day, and he swore unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and he rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. In other words, he didn't value it. He valued a bowl of beans, a bowl of lentils. He esteemed that greater than his birthright. What was his birthright? His inheritance. The lands of his fathers. All of the cattle and sheep. Great wealth. And he sold it for a bowl of beans. But I want to tell you something tonight. Esau woke up and there was the next morning. And what do you think he thought the next morning? What did I do? Folks, if you put a cheap price on the things of God, you're going to wake up one morning and wonder, what did I do? What is your price tonight? There are too many people that are selling out to the devil for just momentary pleasure. Just a little bit of satisfaction, what I think is a little bit of fun. But folks, the next morning's going to come. There's going to come a time when you're going to wake up and realize that you squandered. You squandered what you had that was valuable. Your purity. The heritage of love and truth. What's your price tonight? Do you know that all of us, there's an answer to that question? What is your price? What does the devil have to tempt you? How strong does it have to get before you yield to temptation? What is it tonight that is holding you back from just giving everything to God? If you're not saved tonight, would you answer that question in your spirit? What is it that's holding you back? What is your price tonight? Folks, the devil is a cheat and he's a liar. And the devil will make you think that it's not worth it. But I think about the man that found the pearl of great price. He found something of value. And the scripture says that he went. And what did he do? He sold everything that he had. And he went and he bought the pearl of great price. Folks, I have found a great pearl tonight. And that's Jesus Christ. And the devil is going to come back. If you're saved tonight, the devil's going to come back after you sold everything. And he's going to say, I'd like that pearl. I'll give you this for it. What price are you going to put on it? Folks, when you start negotiating with the devil, you're already headed the wrong direction. Give you 20 bucks to say that curse word. Young people, how much would you take? You know, when it starts getting up over $100, you might start thinking, well, it won't be in my heart. And I don't mean it, so I'll just say it, make some money. I'd give 50 bucks. Because it's not really my heart. No, you start negotiating with the devil, you're going to get in trouble. What's your price tonight? What is it that's holding us back from coming and giving everything to God? And when the devil comes along to tempt, there's an answer I've got for the devil. I'm not for sale. I've already got what's best. I've already got Jesus. Folks, serving the Lord is a good way to live. I'm happy in the Lord tonight. Yes, there's grief, and we're all affected by the results of sin around about us. But we're going to face that whether we have Christ or not. And you have Christ in your life, it'll spare you a lot of heartache. It'll spare you a lot of grief. And when you're in sorrow, there is someone that will be there to comfort you and strengthen you. Amen. What's your price tonight? We have a wonderful gift in Jesus tonight. And I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about Christ in my life that gives me peace and joy and righteousness. The world can't give me that. There are some things out there that may look attractive. But remember, the devil's a liar. There's going to be the next morning. What is your price? Hebrews chapter 11. Over in Hebrews chapter 11, speaking about Moses. Verse 24, it says, by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season, a little while, just a brief time, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. Very different than Esau, who despised his birthright. Moses, he would rather have some affliction. He would rather bear a little bit of reproach in this life, but he understood there were greater riches to be had. What's your price? Temporary pleasure. It is disingenuous to tell you that there is no pleasure in sin. Because there are some things out there that will bring pleasure to the flesh. But how long does it last? How long does it last? Do you know what I have seen sin do? Look, wonder, what is your price? How pretty does she have to be? How handsome does he have to be? How much money does it have to be? What does it take? So many homes have been broken tonight for temporary pleasure. Heartache, despair, hopelessness follows year after year after year. And I wonder, was it worth it? It's not worth it. Young people, remember now thy Creator. In the days of thy youth, remember it now. Because there's going to come a time where you will look back and say, why? Why did I sell out to the devil? Why did I give in to these things? This is the best way to live. I would that each one of you leave here tonight saying, I'm not for sale. I know we have struggles and we have battles and we have temptations, but we need to settle tonight in our spirits that I'm not for sale and there is no price that I am willing to trade in the joy and the victory and the peace that I have with God tonight. Temporary pleasure, but look on the other side of the picture. Heartache, pain, loneliness, hopelessness, and ultimately, the scripture says, the wages of sin is what?
Death.
It's death. The result of giving in and following after the world and the things of the flesh, the sinful things of this life. The end result is going to be eternal death. How much do you value your soul tonight? Are we really willing to trade in eternal life with God for eternal pain and loneliness and desolation, for just a little bit of pleasure in this life? Are we willing to do that? Folks, we need to stop and examine our life with honesty tonight. If you're not at peace with God, what is the price? Not for sale. What are we going to value more than the blessings that God has for us in this life? What are we going to put more value on? Our friends that we're going to need to give up if we follow the Lord? Is it the music? The entertainment of the world? So what we heard about last night, or the other night when Brother Leslie preached, is it the lust of the flesh, is that where our price is? Is that how much we value our soul tonight? Or do you value your eternal soul more than that? Folks, sin is just a mirage of pleasure. It's a mirage. You get to the end and you're going to find it's not there. I read about a troop that was a group of soldiers that were over in the Middle East many, many years ago, and they had a guide. And they got thirsty, and you can look ahead and know what's coming. But the soldiers looked ahead and looked off to the side rather, and they saw a body of water. And their guide told them, it's not there. It's a mirage. It's not there. It's a mirage. It's just the heat waves. And they ended up killing their guide because he wouldn't go along with them. And they went after seeking something that they thought would satisfy. And the report was that almost all of them died. There may have been one or two that survived. And obviously that's where the story came from. But most of them died. Folks, sin is the same way. If you think that it's really out there and it's going to satisfy you, I just want you to know you're following a mirage tonight. The devil is a liar. And when he tells you that it's worth it and I'm going to get saved down the road, you have no assurance that you're going to get saved. The longer you reject God and put him off, the harder it ever is to come back and give your life to God. What's your price tonight? If you're not saved tonight, what are you selling out for? In light of eternity, is it worth it tonight? Folks, we're going to be answerable to an almighty God that's going to open up everything to us. And you know how petty and how little and insignificant the sinful things of this life are going to be at the judgment? And we struggle with them down in this life. Oh, I can't give that up, or I'm not quite ready to say yes to God. Why? What's your price? Is it worth it tonight? Brother Carl told us a story a couple mornings ago. He said he has a friend or a business acquaintance that got a colt. He had a colt and put him on the racetrack eventually. And Brother Carl said this horse won race after race. People started coming, give you $5,000 for it. He said, no. Give you $10,000 for it? No. Give you $50,000 for it? No. The answer was, he's not for sale. It doesn't matter what you say you'll give to me, he's not for sale. Folks, that ought to be each and every one of our determination and our purpose tonight. Because when this meeting is over, we're going to go back home. And you're going to have some of the same temptations, the same battles, the same trials. What's your price? I'm not for sale. Amen. So when those same temptations come back and you get thrown around some of the same things, folks, the devil knows our weaknesses tonight. The devil knows where he can come along, but if you will have a purpose and a determination tonight that by the grace of God I'm not for sale and I'm going to just hold on to Jesus, we can make it tonight. Amen. If you've been selling out to the enemy tonight, it's time to go and give it all up and come and get Jesus in your heart, and you can go home not for sale. Amen. You can just post that sign in the yard that says, this house is not for sale. Amen. When the devil comes knocking at my door, I'm not for sale. When the devil comes bringing thoughts to me, I'm not for sale. When the devil comes and brings temptations in my path, I'm not for sale. Are we going to struggle? Yes, we will, but by God's grace, we can come through with victory because that's what grace does. Amen. Not for sale. What is the devil offering you tonight that just seems so valuable to you? What is he offering? Is it really worth it? Lord, help us tonight. Not for sale. Was it President Roosevelt that had the sign on his desk that says the buck stops here? Yes. Was it Truman? Okay, thank you. Not for sale. Enough. It's going to end right here. I've sold out. I've been given in to temptation. I have these hidden things. The song they sang here. I've got these hidden things in my life. I'm not selling out any longer. I heard a song a while back, and I don't remember all the words, maybe some of you have heard it, and the title of the song is Not For Sale. And the author asked a question. He said, where are all the preachers that used to be preaching the Word of God that are out now doing other things? They sold out. Where are those that used to teach Sunday school and have a good walk with God? They sold out. I want the devil to know there are still some people that are for sale tonight. I'm not going to give in by God's grace. By God's grace, we can make it to the judgment with victory. But we're going to have to determine tonight, Lord, I'm going to get everything out of my life that's going to hinder me in those areas of temptation. I'm going to settle it right now with God that I'm not giving in and I'm not for sale. That there's no price high enough in this life. There is no pleasure worth losing out. Not only in eternity, but I say serving God in this life is the best that this world has to offer. In this life, it's through Jesus Christ. What are you willing to trade your victory in for tonight? You may say, and I would again before we go on, each anybody that has sin in their life tonight, whatever the sin in the transgression is, that is your price. That's your price. Fornication, adultery, uncleanness, drunkenness. That's your price. And what you're saying is, that is more valuable than eternal life. That is more valuable than the true peace that I could have in this life and my soul. Do you see how insignificant that seemed when you look at it that way? Tonight, the Lord is asking you to come and just surrender it all to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. You may say there's some things that you don't understand. Isn't that reality? There are things in life. There are things about maybe about doctrine and truth and living for God that maybe you struggle with sometimes. If you do, you're not alone in that. But are we going to trade our questions? Are we willing to trade that in? Is that our price? Yes. Am I going to say I'm not going to serve the Lord? I'm not going to get saved because I just don't understand why the saints teach it this way? Is that my price? Yes. Is that what I'm going to stop serving God over? Is that what I'm going to go into deception for? Or can I come to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't understand it, but I'm going to give that to you, and I'm going to do everything I know He called for me to do. And in due time, the Lord will begin to open up your eyes. He'll begin to open up your understanding. But don't allow questions tonight to be the price of your soul. Scripture over in Galatians 5, verse 7. He said, ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Who was it that hindered you? Is that your price? Tonight, offenses and hurts are a reality. Am I right? Is that right? It is a reality. Where are those that used to worship here? Where did they go? How many have left God and you go talk to them and they say, I was hurt. I've been hurt too. And there's something about when you have been hurt, there's something, if you love the Lord, you say, well, I don't want vengeance. I just want some justice. I just want things to be fair. I want wrongs to be righted. But do you know, I've, in those places that I faced in life, and I'm not talking about people to wear their feelings on their sleeves. You need to come and give those things to the Lord, man up in the Lord. But I'm talking about the things that are deeply unjust. That you bear the brunt of other people's wrong. How are we going to handle that? I've been hurt. Is that the price? Is that worth me losing my soul? I've been gotten on my knees before in tears and saying, Lord, I cannot afford not to forgive them. I cannot afford to get bitter. I can't afford to hold a grudge because I've got some better than that. And some go away because they've been hurt. Folks, hurt's a reality. But I would that we know tonight there is still healing in Jesus for offenses and hurts. You know, it's so much easier to forgive people that don't profess to be saved. But some of the greatest hurts and wounds come from those that we love the most, that we worship with. And that's why the devil allows some of those things to happen. Is that our price? Am I going to walk away from truth and God and the peace and the victory that I one time had because somebody did me wrong? Who did hinder you? What's on your price tag? Devil comes along and he looks on that little tag that we all have on us. What does he see? Is there someone's name on there? I want to ask you, the person that's hurt you deeply tonight, are you willing to lose your soul over what they did to you? Whether it's real or perceived. Is it worth it? Is that your price? When the devil comes and looks at my little tag, you know what I want him to see? Not for sale. So Lord, help me to forgive. Help me when I'm hurt and I'm wounded. And I don't minimize that because they're deep. But Lord, I need some help and I need some healing because I don't want to lose my soul over what someone else has done. Folks, there's healing tonight for hurts. And sometimes we don't go away. And we come and we sit and we hear the gospel preached. Maybe you testify and you sing. And all the time, there's that resentment that's just working inside. What's your price tonight? Those are the areas the Lord's saying, you need to, would you come and give them to me? That you can leave here tonight saying, no longer, because I have something more valuable. I have something more valuable that I'm not going to trade in. How much is peace worth tonight? I cannot put a value on peace. But I trust it's okay for us to be personal here tonight. I can only examine my life. But there have been times in my life that I didn't have the measure of peace that I knew the Lord wanted me to have. And I had to start examining, saying, what is it? Is there something that's hindering me? Is there something I'm doing? Is there an attitude I have? Is there something because I don't want a price. I don't want the devil to come in and say, ah, got your price, Michael. So Lord, help me. If you're not at peace in your soul tonight, who did hinder you? What is it that you've been trading out for? There's a place for victory for all of us here tonight. There's a place to overcome the difficulties that life brings our way. Devil, I am not for sale. Are you for sale tonight? What price are you willing to put on peace? Things going on in the secrecy of your life that nobody else knows about, there's a price tag on that. And one day, all of those things are going to be opened up. Do you know how much better it would be to bring those things to the Lord tonight? One of the other things, I think the devil, as a liar, he comes and he tries to make people feel like there's no way back. Makes people try to feel like that you have done so much wrong or you messed up so bad that there's just no way back. Folks, that's the devil talking. And the devil is a liar. Well, you know what everybody's going to think. You come back and you know next Wednesday night you get up and testify and everybody's looking at you, listening. You know what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. Who is that that tells us stuff? Do we think that's God that does that? Do you know that God's people are some of the most merciful, loving, long-suffering, compassionate people? And I know, and you can tell me the stories, I know from time to time there are some people that love God with all their good intentions and they get out of order and say things they shouldn't say to you. And the devil's going to be right there to capitalize on it. See, everybody's thinking that. No, they're not. We love you tonight. I'm glad you're here. I want you to be victorious. And I'll just wait with open ears and an open heart for you to get up and say, I'm saved and I love the Lord and God did something for me. You can put the past behind you. But when the devil comes and talks about what this one's going to think, yeah, you've done that before. That's just the devil. Not for sale. Amen. Not going to trade in the blessings of God for something like that. It's not worth it tonight. Praise the Lord. What's your price? Is it that difficult? Some people's price tag says, I cannot say I'm wrong. It's a matter of pride. It's not really anything. It's just difficult for some people to say, I was wrong. Is that really worth us losing our peace tonight? This isn't just to the unsaved tonight. This is to all of us. Am I willing to lose my peace in a situation because I just won't humble? Do you know the Lord calls for us to humble ourselves when we're right? Whether we are or not, if we think we are, we're still supposed to humble ourselves. And some of the hardest things for people to do is to humble themselves when they really believe they're right. But the spirit that the Lord is calling for is one of humility and meekness. And maybe we did mess up. Is that going to be my price? Am I really willing to trade in the anointing of God in my life because I'm too proud to say I'm wrong or I don't understand? Please forgive me. Brothers and sisters, there's too many people that have that price on there. And it's just pride. Is it really worth it? God has something better for us tonight. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us do what? Lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Oh, dear ones, we say, okay, well, it may not be in person, but what is it then? Are we willing tonight to lay aside the hindrances? Oh, but if I work, I can make a few more dollars. Don't be lazy. I believe the saints ought to be some of the most industrious people in the world. Amen? But don't let your industry, don't let your desire to be a hard worker distill the time that God's calling for. Well, but I can, if I work on Sunday, I can give a little bit more to the Lord. That's the devil telling you that. Amen? I know there are some jobs, don't misunderstand me, there are some situations that it's inevitable. But when I have choices to make, it is more important for me to be fellowshipping with God's people, to draw strength and nourishment, and to be able to give something else to enable me to live victoriously. What's the price tag? How much are you going to have to make? Well, I get double time on Sundays. Is it worth your soul? Is it worth your family time tonight? Is it worth the areas that start separating family because dad's working all the time? Folks, it's a problem when you come to Wednesday night. Where are the men? Where are the men testifying when it's time to pray? Where are the men that can pray? Sisters, you keep following the Lord, but I want to say to the men, what is the price we're going to put on an experience with God that we can provide godly leadership in our homes and in the congregation? What is our price tonight? We have something so much greater. Weights and hindrances, things that hold us back from experiencing greater victory and power in our life. Like to close over in Matthew in the 16th chapter. What is your price tonight? How much do you value your soul? To the sinner tonight, you have something very valuable. And God wants to forgive you. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you from those things, the addictions and the power that's been holding you back. The things that you think it's impossible to get over. Folks, we have a God that does the impossible tonight. We have a God tonight. If there are things, do you feel like I've been down here over and over and I keep coming back to the same place? There's a God that will do a new thing in your life tonight. There's a God tonight that can come in and heal your backsliding. There's a God tonight that can deliver you from the things that keep pulling you back. That's the kind of God we serve tonight. Your soul is more valuable than the things you've been selling out to. And to those that love the Lord tonight that are saved, are there things that you've been selling out your peace for? Things that have been hindering you What's your price? Who did hinder you? What's holding you back? Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you want to follow the Lord tonight, it is going to come at a sacrifice. It's going to come at giving the Lord everything that hinders, giving the Lord your talents, your weaknesses, your strength, and just giving yourself fully to God. He went on to say, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever shall lose his life for my sake shall find it. And then he asked a question. He said, for what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Tonight, to each and every one of us, what are we willing to trade in for our soul tonight? Is it the hurts? Is it the things of this world that draw so strongly sometimes? Is that going to be our price? Your soul is more valuable. Is it the questions, the confusion, the people that didn't treat you right, the hypocrisy that you can say, well, they're a hypocrite. Am I going to allow the hypocrites? Is that going to be my price? Am I going to lose my soul because someone I go to service with doesn't live like they say they live? Am I willing to trade in my soul for that? Lord, help us tonight. We have a God that has His arms open tonight to all of us. And He's saying, I want you to make it. But we need to tell the devil something tonight too. Three words. Not for sale. What is your price tonight, folks? We need to block our ears and run from the enemy. Run for eternal life tonight. And if there are things that we're struggling, things that we know, I'm really not at peace if you're saved, but you just haven't had a lot of victory, bring it to the Lord. Come and give it to God and get taken care of and shore up the things in your life that you can go out persuaded and confident that God knows and the devil knows I am no longer for sale and I'm no longer going to have a price tag on my life. May God bless you. Let's stand and sing a song and examine our life. The Lord's arms are open tonight. What is your price?